11th of the 11th, RN remembers. Readings of World War I letters and diaries from the collection of the Library of New South Wales.
William Nicholson, 19th of August, 1915. Dear Nell, I enlisted today and I bought this book to make a diary. I intend to start it off the day I sail, so that from that day on you will have an account of what I did in the Great War. Fifth of the 9th, 1916. We are on Hill 60. There has been terrific fighting here at times. It is very quiet now, however. It is creepy work, observing at night with the lines so close that I can hear the Boches talking in their trench. They have a rifle fixed on this bay, too. It nearly got me last night. The bullet struck the bag I was observing over and filled my eye with dirt. 24th of the 10th, 1916. The whole landscape is a sea of mud, of the consistency of cream. Absolutely no shelter here, but I have found a posse in an old trench. Am drenched to the skin and covered in mud. Still hanging on here while it rains with maddening persistency. I have never seen so many troops as amassed here. At night, the campfires on the hill and in the valley look like the lights of a great city. 8th of the 11th, 1916. Was relieved last night after another nightmare day. Company headquarters drank the rum issue and got dead drunk, so the relief was go as you please. 30th of December, 1916. We stand in the mud and water from 5 p.m. in the evening till 6:30 a.m. the following morning. Dreadful cramp grips the muscles and sinews, and the fellows cry with the agony of it. We were relieved from the outpost at 10 p.m. I helped my mate, who was very sick, to company headquarters, where I managed to get a double issue of rum. Because of my exhausted condition, it made me very drunk, but it gave me the strength of a madman and enabled me to make my way out over 2 miles of shell-torn, water-soaked ground to our reserve position in Gap Trench, where I crawled into a shelter and slept.